When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on from 1 to 4 after 4 o'clock. If you missed stuff, John Cobell show on demand on the iHeart app. Before we get going, we have some Ghoulpool business to address. Ghoulpool for 2024 ends tonight at 11:59 p.m. You have to get your entries in before midnight. Pick three celebrities that you think are going to die in 2024. And this year we had six people go 3 for 3 on their dead celebrities. It was a big year. And today, David Soul, it was announced, the actor, has died. He starred in Starsky and Hutch. He also had some hit records, which means that if you picked David Soul, and I understand some people did, Ray, you can explain the rule here.
You cannot pick someone that just died. What don't people understand about this? Okay, the rule is here for a reason. Mm-hmm. And explain for the people who weren't around for Sonny Bono. Oh, by the way, weren't you almost Sonny Bono when you were skiing the other day?
I almost did a Sonny Bono, yeah. Right. I whacked into a fence instead of a tree.
And that's what Sonny Bono did. He went into a tree, and he died the first week of the year. And after he died, a lot of people who submitted picks picked Sonny Bono. Duh, we're not idiots here. You don't get a freebie. This isn't bingo, right? It's not a. No. You don't get a freebie.
No free square. So they all got disqualified. And then did you get David Soul picks this morning?
I got a couple of David Soul picks from last year and a couple that came in. If you pick David Soul or Glynis Johns, who was really old, by the way.
Right. She's 100. Broadway actress. Yeah.
And so you can't pick those. If you did, go ahead and send in another. We'll let you. Okay. Right. Just don't pick David Soul and Glynis Johns. Right.
I also have to say, none of the people that called in on the Moist line and left submissions, none of those count. Please go to the website.
That's correct. Good point.
Yes, you'll only go to the website, and then there's links on Twitter and Instagram, right?
And the KFI website.
And just to let everybody know, I don't know if we made this clear, we sent out gift cards to the winners. We had six winners this year. We sent out gift cards to them, and they're going to get gift cards and $100 gift cards. We're going to send them, Amazon, or it depends on a couple of were lived out of state, so we can't give them some of the ones that would work for local stuff here.
Right.
So we'll take care of them.
Right.
So enter, get in here, and but you have till tonight to do it.
Right. 11:59. So if you pick Glynis Johns or David Soul, you're going to have to resubmit because those two are off the list. All right. Now, the Jeffrey Epstein documents, there were more today. And there's more interesting stuff every day. Well, first of all, there's a story that the Daily Mail published that Bill Clinton barged into Vanity Fair. He was so pissed off. This is 2011, and he heard Vanity Fair was doing some kind of investigative story on Jeffrey Epstein. That was a couple of years after Epstein got convicted and got a cheap sentence in Florida. And apparently he went into the Vanity Fair offices to defend his good friend Jeffrey's honor. Now, there's not much more detail than that. But today, there were 29 documents, and this was all released by the federal judge, Loretta Preska. This came out of a defamation lawsuit that Virginia Giuffre, who was the lead Epstein accuser, brought against Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's madam, girlfriend, procurer. And I forget what Maxwell said about Giuffre, I guess probably denying the whole situation. And Giuffre brought a defamation lawsuit. It got settled. Giuffre ended up with some money. Don't know how much. But it led to all these legal documents because everybody had to be deposed. And they had lawyers questioning hundreds and hundreds of people. Now, as we told you yesterday, Michael Jackson was on the list, David Copperfield, Stephen Hawking, former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, and Bill Clinton. And the Epstein quote in these documents about Clinton was, he likes them young. Also, Alan Dershowitz is listed. Prince Andrew, who's really up to his neck in this. Today we find out that Hillary Clinton is mentioned. Harvey Weinstein is mentioned as well. Apparently there was a note from one of Epstein's girls saying that Harvey Weinstein was on the phone. I don't know what the context is of Hillary Clinton. Giuffre wrote in an email about the Vanity Fair moment saying, when I was doing some research into Vanity Fair yesterday, it does concern me that they could want to write about me considering that B. Clinton walked into Vanity Fair and threatened them not to write sex trafficking articles about his good friend J.E. The former Vanity Fair editor, Graydon Carter, told a British newspaper, this categorically did not happen. I always get suspicious when somebody uses the phrase categorically. That's some kind of weasel lawyer word, and I can't pin my finger on what it's supposed to mean. What the hell is that supposed to mean categorically? A normal person would say that did not happen. But when you add extra weasel words in, that makes me think it did happen. It would make perfect sense, right? Clinton and Epstein were really tight, and they obviously had the same interests. And I think they were going through some kind of contact list that Epstein had, and that's when they found Hillary Clinton. There's definitely something with the Clintons, and it's not good. Now, today, the Daily Mail had this story. Apparently, the FBI, when they went through Epstein's New York townhouse, this is a while back in July of 2019, after he was arrested, and there are photos in the Daily Mail, and these are videotapes, CDs, passports, pictures located in a safe within the property. And there are photos of what looks to be black videotape boxes on a shelf. Now, nobody knows where these tapes and other items are. An FBI agent named Kelly McGuire testified that they broke open a safe at his home July 2019, found the evidence, along with loose diamonds and large amounts of U.S. currency. They photographed the contents, but did not have a warrant for its removal. Then they came back a few days later, and it was gone. All the stuff was gone. And McGuire claimed it was then returned in two suitcases by Richard Kahn, Epstein's former lawyer and executor of the estate. But she could not say if the content on the CDs was the same as the ones photographed. So since the FBI had the tapes, then they disappeared, then supposedly they had them again, there's a lot of people demanding that the FBI release all the evidence because Epstein's dead. Ghislaine Maxwell's in prison. This defamation lawsuit has been settled. And this might, you know, this... What the videotapes, I don't think, are a National Geographic series. These could be the sex tapes. And there's so many people whose lives can be destroyed depending on what's on those tapes. But nobody knows where they are. They also have a list. One of the exhibits was a list of search terms that the lawyers used when they went through Ghislaine Maxwell's email and iCloud accounts. And here's the terms they used. They used Andrew, Prince, Royal, Clinton, underage, pedophile, masturbate, Virginia, Roberts, Jeffrey. Those are the accusers' names. Three different ways to spell Jenna. Also massage, masseur, therapist, mindspring, sex with three toy. The hell would that mean? Sex with three toy. School with three girl. Schoolgirl. Pedophile. Spelled two different ways.
Despicable in there?
oh, this one's bad. Gerbil.
Oh, God. I don't even want to go there.
The lawyers are doing a word search.
Gerbil.
Gerbil. Maybe she had a pet.
Oh. that liked to watch?
Imagine what that gerbil saw.
Aye.
Where that gerbil has been. masseuse? Lingerie? Ejaculate? And other generic terms like bed and bath. So it's just coming out in bits and pieces. And it's like you could set up a big puzzle board and try to make all the connections and fill out what the narrative of the story is. We got to take a break.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
We've got the Moist Line coming up twice in the 3 o'clock hour. And this is the last day for Goopool entries until 11:59 tonight. And you cannot enter David Soul or Glynis Johns, all right, since they already died this week. In about 15 minutes, we're going to have Republican Assemblyman Bill Assaley come on. He has an assembly bill to repeal all the taxpayer spending for health care for illegal aliens, which is now in the California state budget. This is the new thing for 2024. We're going to spend billions of dollars on illegal alien health care while we have a $68 billion deficit. And Bill Assaley said this nonsense ought to stop. So that'll be right after Deborah's news at 1:30. We'd gone through the latest releases in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Do you remember yesterday when we were going through the original evidence, Stephen Hawking's name was mentioned? That famous physicist who had Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, and he had bound in a wheelchair, and gradually over time his body just became misshapen and distorted. His head would tilt far over to the left, and they built him a speech synthesizer so that he could type on a keyboard and still talk to people. And we wondered why Stephen Hawking, of all people, would be in Epstein's orbit and connected to this case. And then you remember, Deborah, vaguely that there was some kind of story about him.
Yes. In the movie that came out, the actress that portrayed his wife, they I think they still had some kind of sexual activity going on.
Yeah. Well, apparently, that's not a muscle downstairs there. You know, his muscles were wasting away from the ALS, but that's not a muscle. So I guess there was some action there. I was tooling around last night just doing a Google search because I had this vague memory of this, too. And I found a New York Post story from 3.5 years ago. Inside wheelchair-bound Stephen Hawking's improbable steamy love life. And it turns out he was married to a woman named Jane Wilde when they were in their early 20s. And he started showing signs of Lou Gehrig's disease. And she was afraid to have sex with him because she thought sex would kill him. He became more fragile. And then she lost interest in him. And she said, making love to him became a frightening and empty experience. He had the needs of an infant and the body of a Holocaust victim. Ooh. Oof. They stayed married until the mid-80s. Hawking then got a tracheotomy because, you know, he had trouble swallowing at this point. And he fell for his nurse, Elaine Mason. And she apparently really knew how to flirt. And they bonded. And Elaine was not put off by Stephen's physical condition. She was drawn to it. So he had an affair with Elaine Mason. And Mason was still married to an engineer who had developed the speech synthesizer. So Stephen Hawking falls for the nurse. The nurse's husband created the speech synthesizer.
That's crazy.
Meantime, wife number one, Jane, was having her own affair with Jonathan Jones, the choir master at her local church.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember that in the movie.
So Elaine was so taken with Hawking. She loved his strength. She'd speak and listen to him patiently, appreciated the time and energy he expended to communicate with her, and she began to confide in him. I mean, this was, so everybody was messing around on everybody here.
Well, where's the juicy part?
Well, that he was having an affair with his nurse.
Okay, but did it talk about how he was able to, you know?
Oh, you want that kind of detail?
Well, that's where I thought you were going.
Well,
rest of it, well, I a little boring.
I think it...
What's boring about a quinthruple? How many people was that?
They weren't all having it together. They weren't doing it together.
Six people involved, I guess.
Yeah, but not together. Well, now that would be, you know, interesting.
Well, I think we know how. I set it up at the beginning that it's not a muscle, so I guess it still works.
But I thought you were going to explain how the woman he was having an affair with, how she.
You need him to explain
how
the deed is done?
Liked having sex with him, too. I didn't need that part of it, Eric. I just thought maybe you were going to talk about.
Do you want photos, a drawing, or what?
Never mind.
They both had the same parts.
You're digging yourself a deep hole, Deborah.
I'm shutting up. It's been a day. There was an earthquake. It rattled my brain.
Of all the questions, I didn't expect that one. All right. Coming up just a few minutes, we're going to have Bill Esaley on. He's the Assemblyman Republican, and he's got a bill that says no more spending on illegal alien health care. That's supposed to start now. That's in the California state budget, and we're $68 billion in deficit just for this year.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. Symbiotica.com.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now. Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Last day to do a ghoul pool. Midnight tonight is the deadline, so pick your three celebrities. Go to KFIAM640.com, the John Cobalt page, or we have links on Twitter, Instagram. We're going to talk now with Republican Assemblyman Bill Assaley from out in the Inland Empire. He has a bill that would stop the funding healthcare for illegal immigrants, which kicked in this week for 2024. We got a $68 billion deficit, and they want to finance healthcare for illegal aliens. Let's get Bill Assaley on here. Bill, how are you? Welcome. Happy New Year and all that.
I'm doing well, John. Happy New Year.
Can you explain, because I imagine most people don't even know this happened, just how generous are the benefits for the illegal immigrants? Like, who qualifies? Everybody who walks into the state?
So I'll be honest with you. I was surprised to learn this was going into effect because I didn't vote on it, and it wasn't really something that was being covered. And then all of a sudden they said, beginning this year, all legal immigrants in California are going to be covered under Medi-Cal. So I had my team look into it, and apparently it's one of those things where they did it very gradually over time. So first, in 2015, they passed SB 75, which provided Medi-Cal benefits to anyone under 19 years of age. So the children, who's going to say no to children? Then in 2019, they did SB 104, which extended it to people between the ages of 19 and 25. Undocumented or illegal immigrants. They call this the young adult expansion. Then in 2021, they did AB 133 for people 50 years and older, the older adult expansion, they called it. And then finally in 2022, they did SB 184, and that gave it basically to everyone left. So now all illegal immigrants in the state of California are eligible for Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal, as you know, is income-based if you're poor. I think that's pretty much every illegal immigrant that comes to California. They're coming here because they're poor. So now they have full medical benefits. They don't have to pay a penny. And the state is covering it. And it was done gradually and slowly. And now it's in the budget. It costs $4 billion, more than $4 billion a year of our taxpayer dollars will go to subsidize the health care of almost 2 million illegal aliens. And we have to pay for it.
Is this state tax or federal tax money or both?
It's the state tax money. The feds are not paying for illegal immigrants. This is something California is decided to do and offer as a state. So it's California taxpayer dollars that are going. And sure, if we had tons of money lying around and you want to give free health care to people, but we don't have any money. We're $68 billion in the hole. So before we start cutting services and benefits to our own citizens, how about we repeal the funding that we're going to give to citizens of other nations or send them the bill?
$68 billion in deficit, and we're going to spend $4 billion on illegal alien health care. And this will be available to anybody who comes to the state. So we could have a surge of illegal immigration lured by this benefit, and we are going to pay for all these new people.
Correct. And how are you going to verify? I don't even know what the process is. You have to ask the Department of Healthcare Services. So anyone could just claim they're an illegal immigrant and they're going to get full Medicare benefits.
And how are they going to pay for this? What's the funding source? The general treasury? But the general treasury is way short of money.
Yeah, so it's in the budget. They've budgeted for it. But as you know, our revenues are short. So the budget, what they're planning to spend, they're going to come up a little short, about $68 billion short. So this year is going to be really fun, John, because it's the first time Democrats have had to cut money since probably since the Schwarzenegger days back in the late 2000s there. This is the biggest deficit we've had since then. So the Democrats we have now, they've never had to cut money. They've just spent money. So I'm just going to sit back and watch and see what happens.
Is there danger they're going to jack up the taxes? They got a veto-proof majority to do that.
You know what they tell you behind closed doors, and I've heard the budget, the Dems say this, they basically run out of people to tax. They know most of the tax revenue comes from the highest income earners, and they're fleeing the state. So there really isn't much left to tax. There just isn't. And the people who pay all the tax, I think it was some crazy number that the top 10% pay like 80% of the tax.
Yeah.
It's a crazy number.
Yeah. The top 1% pay 45% of the income tax, and the top 10%, I think, pay 80% of the income tax. No, it is crazy. And I guess they wouldn't dare raise income taxes on the middle class, huh?
Well, I mean, I don't think that'd be popular. And they're getting rid of the middle class. I mean, they're pushing everyone into poverty. I mean, look at the prices, gas prices, grocery store, inflation, car registration. I just cannot believe people write $500-$600 checks for every car a year to the state and act right. Like this is normal.
There's a headline today that the average price of gas across the country is down to $3.01. And last night, I could not find a gas station. I drove by about four of them. I wanted to fill up. The lowest I could find was $4.99. We are now 60% higher than the 67% higher than the national average. Two full dollars. And this is during the winter blend season, which is supposed to be cheaper.
Well, you know, the real story there is they've driven the refineries out of California. They've driven them out of, they don't want them in business. So we have less refining capacity in California. So we have less supply, and California requires all these special blends. And then you add all the fees and regs and gas taxes. It doesn't surprise me where we're always the highest. But this is what I find very funny, John. They complain, oh, the gas companies are pumping up the prices. The Democrats want the prices high. They've been on record about this. They said gas prices need to get to about $10 a gallon before people start driving less and getting rid of their cars. They want the high gas prices to drive you out of your car.
Get rid of our cars.
Don't believe them.
Get rid of our cars and do what? What are we going to do?
Get on some bus with the homeless. I don't know. They don't really have a good plan.
Well, you know, because Newsom is always lying and squawking about how the oil companies are abusing Californians. They're gouging us, except that argument doesn't seem to work for the other 49 states. Nobody's even close to our price. I saw how
Newsom and his administration, they've been incredibly hostile to the oil industry. They will not issue permits for new drilling. They won't allow us to drill our own oil, which, by the way, is the safest and cleanest oil, is the oil drilled in California. They keep shutting down refineries. They don't want them here. And then he complains that the prices go up. Well, if you went to econ school, it's called supply and demand. You drive up the supply, the prices go up.
Why do they never pay a price for this? Even Democrats in other left-wing states don't go as far as California does on so many fronts. The illegal immigrant health care, the $5 gas. You go even to New York and New Jersey, and you don't run into this. Why do people put up with this here?
I've been giving this a lot of thought. And, John, what I come down to is people no longer vote for things. They vote against things. And so the Democrats have done such a good job of convincing the voters that Republicans are worse or bad or evil. They're going to take your rights away. So people they vote against Republicans. They're not voting for Democrats. And so Republicans have got to get better on messaging. We've got to get better on being fighters and advocates so people see value in voting for us. And then we have to demonize the Democrats and let people know what they really stand for. They want to unleash havoc and chaos on your life. They want to tax you to death. They want you to pay $20 for a burger.
Well,
you know, they want to let all the criminals out. I mean,
I know.
Why would you ever vote for these people?
I know. There's so much. You look around and you see tens of thousands of homeless people in the streets. You see the nightly news is nothing but smash and grab robberies. You see the gas prices at $5. The gas prices are so scary, even to Joe Biden, that he dumped out half of the strategic oil reserve to try to lower the national price in 2023. Every other politician in every state, in both parties, they react to stuff like this. Not here. And the public reacts in every other state, but not here.
Newsom pretends. So anytime the prices hit a certain level, you'll see him starting to get loud. And if you remember last year, we had a special session. We imposed a new tax on the oil industry. So they always give this lip service, but he's never actually going to do anything that helps. And so I don't know what it's going to take. All I know is that we need strong leadership. We need to be bold. We have a strong opposition party, and we need to call them out. So that's what my bill does, John. I put this bill to repeal funding for illegal alien health care. Let every legislator go on record on where they stand on this issue, and people should call them. It doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat. Call them and say, you need to take care of your own citizens before you take care of the citizens of other nations. And I say this as the son of immigrants. My parents came here lawfully. Even if they didn't come here lawfully, they would have never demanded entitlements and benefits ever. Well, I don't know where this entitlement comes from. So this is not an issue about compassion. This is an issue about scarcity and prioritizing our own citizens, the people we represent, over the people of other countries.
All right, Bill, good talking with you. And let's keep in touch on all these matters. All right.
Thank you. Thanks, John. People can follow me at Bill Assaley on Twitter and all that stuff.
All right. And Assaley is spelled E-S-S-A-Y-L-I. Thanks very much, Bill. Talk to you later.
Thanks, John. Thank you.
That's Assemblyman Bill Assaley, and he's spread across the Inland Empire from Norco to Lake Elsinore, Riverside, Corona. He's got a big district land-wise. And, it's shocking. It's $4 billion of state tax money under Medi-Cal, and illegal aliens have a claim on all that. You know, I know plenty of people who don't qualify for Medi-Cal because that's income-based, but they struggle to pay for their health insurance bills if it's not supplied by their employer. And while they have access to health insurance, it's really costly. And there's something galling about American citizens having to struggle to pay for their own health insurance while illegal aliens get pretty much a blank check here. And the incrementalism, I'll talk more about this when we come back. And also I want to follow up on what Bill said about wealthy people leaving the state, because there's another class of people leaving the state which overlap with wealthy. And that is going to be a drain of not only income, but a brain drain as well. That's next on the John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4 and then after 4 o'clock. John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. If you missed this hour, you got to hear the interview we just did with Bill Assaley, because Bill, and he's in the assembly, didn't even realize what was coming until the headlines first of the year that we are now paying for illegal alien health care for every single illegal immigrant in the state and every single one that comes to the state. And it's going to be at least $4 billion in state tax money, and we're $68 billion in debt. And he taught, and I didn't know this was happening, and he didn't either. And here's why. Incrementalism. They passed some bill in 2015 that said anyone 19 and under gets illegal alien health care, and the opposition was muted because it was children. Well, then a couple of years later, they made it, they extended the coverage 19 to 25. And then a couple of years after that, it became up to age 50. And then finally, this year, it goes from 50 to infinity. Now, most of the illegal aliens, virtually every one of them is poor, would qualify for Medi-Cal, and many of them work off the books and don't pay taxes. And even if they pay taxes, it's minimal because they make so little money. So we're carrying the burden to care for several million illegal aliens in the state. Now, what do you think is going to happen? You see what the cartels are able to do in terms of advertising, promoting, organizing, and then transporting illegal aliens into the United States. They're doing it right now by the millions. And now we have the first state in the union that's offering free health care from birth to death, free health care in California. And we have this massive deficit. Ay, ay, ay. How nuts is this? And the thing is, you got to watch incrementalism. We always talk about that. Progressives figured out that if they laid out their whole plan, they would get terrible blowback on any number of issues. So what they do is little by little by little. Every couple of years, maybe there's a mild protest. But since we have one-party rule, and since nobody votes for any other party, it seems, I mean, how can you have a 70 to 75% majority in the legislature? That means they can do whatever they want. We used to have a two-thirds majority requirement that held down the taxes a bit, but the Democrats can blow through that as well. Why would you give total control to any political party? Why would anybody do that? I'd say the same for the Republicans and any other party. You never, because the ideologues take over and they go crazy. And again, incrementalism, all the extra taxes on gas and on oil production. We've got $5 gas. The rest of the country averages $3. We've got $5, rest of the country $3. The hell? How abusive is that? How wrong that is? Everybody keeps voting the same. This doesn't go on in any other state. The people in the other 49 states rebel against their masters periodically, whether it's Republican or Democrat. When either party goes too far on something that's important, there's a rebellion, and it tamps down the extremes. This is the only state in the union where that doesn't happen. It's really strange. I don't know what's wrong. You can't even get a majority of the public to vote for, $4 gas, $4.50 gas. And the other incremental thing that they did over time is that they destroyed the oil industry in the state by forcing the refineries out. You wouldn't know that. Every time a refinery cuts back or shuts down, it doesn't make the news. But they made it virtually impossible for the oil companies to run the refineries. I'll get to the brain drain later on. Coming up next, we're going to have Christopher LeGras in the studio. He and John Russo are trying to get the word out about another terrible, terrible initiative here in Los Angeles. Of course, it's got a silly, goofy name to make you feel good. Healthy Streets LA. It's going to be on the ballot on March 5th of this year. And this is the one that is going to completely ensnarl traffic all over the city, because you're going to have more protected bike lanes, more bus lanes, more road diets, more areas where pedestrians have priority over cars, and you name it. And more of those stupid bollards they have at intersections. God, I want to get a bulldozer and flatten those things. You know, those white or yellow barriers that pop up, they're like sticks. Well, we're gonna have Christopher LeGras and John Russo on to talk about this. Oh, it's gonna be live on Instagram too, so you could even watch it
at John Cobalt Radio.
Mm-hmm. And later on, we'll come over to your house and enact the show live in person. That's the next.
I don't know
step.
About that.
Deborah Mark is live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you haven't heard, it's a good idea to fit probiotics into your daily routine. Fortunately, Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls make that so easy. These adorable little pearls couldn't be easier to take, and they support both digestive and vaginal health, all because of the probiotics. There are actually 1 billion active cultures protecting against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort, all in one tiny little pearl. To learn more about Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls and how they can fit into your routine, visit naturesway.com.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.